Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth, nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For the day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to
you, Lord. A long, long time ago, Bishop Untner once gave a homily, and the catchphrase for it was, "Keep your fork." And what he meant by that and what he elaborated on was that that's always a bit of good news. You're at somebody's house for dinner and they say, "Keep your fork." You're at a party and as they're clearing the table, they say, "Keep your fork." Because what it means is there's a pretty darn good dessert waiting for you. There's more to come. And you look forward to it. Well, our scripture readings today are kind of spiritual keep your fork moments, particularly the letter to the Thessalonians, which is not always easy to say, by the way, because in that letter, Paul is trying to encourage a people that are really suffering. They've received the good news. They have had their hearts and lives converted to Jesus, yet they've also faced some real suffering and persecution. And in the midst of their struggles, he wanted to encourage them to remain strong because, keep your fork, there's more coming. And in the gospel, we hear Jesus using this apocryphal language because this gospel was written to a people that was also facing suffering and struggle and persecution. And remembering that each of the Gospels were originally written for a specific audience, even though they are still relevant to us today, that first audience would have heard these words, and they would have been extremely comforting. The people would have known to keep their fork. Well, all of us can have moments where we're suffering, where we're struggling, where getting to the next day seems like an insurmountable hill to climb. But keep your fork, because Jesus' presence is always one that is continuing to reveal the depth of God's love for us, continuing to offer us strength, and leading us to the fullness of the kingdom. Jesus never said it was going to be an easy task to follow him. But he promised us clearly and directly that when we live in him, he would be the one that journeys with us every single moment of our lives and can lead us to that place where, in reality, we keep our fork.